Welcome back to another Nerdcast mini podcast. This is Jay, and I'm looking at some Cardinals stats this week. Anybody that's watched Cardinals knows that their offense is pretty much almost non-existent. And I've written in the past about how part of the blame of this goes to John Mabry, their hitting coach. Last year for the Examiner, I looked at the Cardinals stats under Mabry and then compared them to those under Mark McGwire. And I've kind of updated those stats to kind of see where we've gotten in the last year and a half. So right now, the first one we'll look at will be home runs. I went back the last 10 years, so since 2006, and looked at their totals. And the lowest total in that time on a non-Mabry team was 141 home runs in 2007. The three seasons that Mabry's been here, they've had 125, 105 last season, and then 114 this season. All of those are well below anything the previous teams have done. It's been obvious that this team has a lack of power, even though they're doing better than last year. So the next one we'll look at is runs. The team has scored between 725 and 783 runs from 2006 to 2013. And 2013 was the first year Mabry was the hitting coach. His second year, it dropped down to 619, and at this point, they're at 560. If they stay on their current pace, they're only going to score 648 runs for the season. More than last year, but that's still pretty unacceptable for a team, especially with as well as they've been playing. It's been a constant trend until Mabry took over and it dropped. RBIs are pretty much the same way. They've been between about 689 and 645. 645 was in 2013 when Mabry took over. Last year they dropped to 585. That's a huge, huge hit on RBIs. Especially after that 2013 team was so good at hitting with runners in scoring position. We should have known, though, that they were due for a regression on that. This season they've had 537. Again, they're going to be higher than last year. They're projected to go about 621 at this point. But that's still a low total compared to what they've done in the past. Stolen bases have been fluctuated because Tony La Russa's teams didn't have a lot of stolen bases. It's something that they've worked back on, but I'm not worried about that. Next one we can look at is walk percentage. They've averaged between 8.1% to 9.1% of their at-bats they'll take a walk. And under Mabry, it's been 7.8, 7.7, and then this year it's at 8.2. So they've been better about taking walks this year, which is a good thing. Getting guys on base is one of the keys to having a successful team, and they're looking like they're doing that a lot better this year. Their K percentage, though, is a little disturbing. The highest it was prior to Mabry taking over was 18.8% of their at-bats would be strikeouts in 2012. That was under Mark McGwire. The 3 years that Mabry has been the hitting coach, it's been 17.9% to 18.6% last season to an alarming 20.4% this year. And part of that is Matt Carpenter. His K percentage has shot up. And out, but you at least want to get the ball in play because you have a better chance of doing something if the ball gets in play. So if we look at batting average on balls in play, the lowest they were at was 2006 at 292 percentage. Under Mabry, they were 314 in 2013, 300 in 2014, and 304 this year. 304 is about average for what they've done. McGwire's last year here, just for record, is 316, the highest they had. I think McGwire was an underrated hitting coach, so I think that shows it. I'm a little bit of luck, but at that point, that's pretty close to league average. If you look at their isolated power, that is their slugging percentage minus their batting average. They hit an all-time low last year in the last 10 years at 116. This year, they're at 136, which is the highest under Mabry. And that's low end of average. The McGwire years, they are at 151, 150, and 139. So the 139 was McGwire's first year. They went up to 151 and over to 150 then. So they were pretty consistent under McGwire once they got going. It's dropped, but it's looking better this year than it has. Their slash stats aren't any better. Average The lowest I got was 263 prior to Mabry taking over. The highest they were at were 281 as a team. The 3 years under Mabry, 2013 was 269. Last season it dropped to 253, and this season it's at 254. That's unacceptable. The team as a whole should be hitting a lot higher than that. And if you look at batting averages for the whole team, there's only three guys over 300 right now. You have Cody Stanley, who's 4 for 10, so sitting at 400. Steven Piscotty, who's 56 for 70 or for 170 at 329. And then pitcher Tim Cooney, who's 3 for 10 at 300%. You don't have a guy that's played over 100 games batting over 300. You would kind of expect someone like Yachty or Matt Carpenter to do that, but Matt Carpenter's been part of the strikeout problem. If you look at on-base percentage, that's just as bad. Pretty much the teams have been between 332 and 350 before Mabry took over. Mabry's first year was at 332, dropped down to 320 last season. They're at 322 this year. You want them to be closer to what the average has been for the team, which is, I mean, in the probably around 340, 335, 340, somewhere in there. Again, part of that hit with on-base percentage has been Matt Carpenter struggling this year. Lower average, not getting on base as much. And when he was pulled out of that leadoff position, the team kind of struggled for a while. And then it seemed like they got back on track when he went back to leading off. But again, they're back to struggling with him striking out so much. And then if you look at slugging, the team would slug between 402 and 433 in the 10 years, not including the Mabry years. When Mabry took over, they dropped from 421 on McGuire's last year to 401 on Mabry's first year, down to 369 last year. This year they've seen an increase at 390 with the increase in home runs, and I'd say Steven Piscotty because he's getting a lot of doubles right now. But that 390s, that's low. If you look at some of the more sabermetric stats like weighted on-base average, the Cardinals are at 309 this year. The lowest they had before Mabry took over is 322 in 2010. When they won the World Series in 2006, they're at 331. And when they won it again in 2011, they're at 334. Weighted runs created, they're at the low end of what they've done over the last 10 years. The lowest they've hit is 94 in 2007. Right now, they're at 95. That should go up as the games increase. But that's still pretty low, considering the first year Mabry was a coach, they were at 105. So if you go into offensive production, it's abysmal right now. When they won the World Series in 2011, their offense was responsible for 72.3 runs. When Mabry took over in 2013, that dropped to 21.4. Last season, it dropped even further to negative 45.2, and they're currently sitting at negative 30.7. I mean, anything below zero on offensive production is pretty bad. They do make up a lot of that on defensive production. This season, they're at 42.8. So when you net that, I mean, it's above average, but that offense is killing us. And then when you look at total WAR, the lowest the Cardinals had hit in the previous 10 years was 2007 at 21.4. The three Mabry teams have been at 21.4, 21.8, and this year at 18.9. They've got another 22 games, I believe. They should get up in the 20-21 range, but it's not going to be up where they were. 2010 was 23.1. 2011 and 2012 were both 28.4. The highest they've had in the last 10 years was 2008 at 32.4. They're not going to make it far in the playoffs if they're not hitting. I mean, I know the saying is championships are won by pitching. But if you can't score any runs to support that pitching, you're going to lose a lot of 1-0 games. And we've seen that a lot this season. But the more alarming thing is the way the Cardinals have been pitching recently. They haven't. The pitchers are getting tired. They're worn out. And so they're getting crushed. The last week has been abysmal. I'm going to be writing up all these numbers and they'll be on the Cardinal Conclave website next week. I'm going to break it up into a few different parts and really break it down more. But that's going to show you how bad this team has been under Mabry as the hitting coach. And the whole problem isn't just Mabry. I mean, you've got Matheny who sets the lineups, and he's got the tendency to use his golden boys like John Jay, and they keep like Pete Kozma on the bench when they have Greg Garcia in the minors hitting 300 who can play the same positions, maybe not quite as well, but he can hit. So Matheny has his share in the blame, and so does John Mozeliak. I mean, he's put this team together, and this offense should be better than it is, but when they've seen signs, I mean, Brandon Moss has hit pretty well recently, but he struggled when he first got with the team. They really, really need to address this in the offseason, and I think it needs to be more than just Jason Hayward coming back. And maybe a full season Randall Grichuk would be nice, but he's had injury problems in the past, so it's hard at this point to count on him. You'll have Steven Piscotty up with the team all year, and he'll be a nice addition to come in. But if you have Matt Holliday all season, he's going to be your everyday left fielder. It's going to be hard to get Piscotty in there if you bring back Hayward. I mean, yeah, you can shift Hayward to center, but his value isn't the same as it is in right field. So I'll try to have another one of these Cardinal podcasts up in the next week and look at what the pitching has done this month, because it's not been pretty. You would have thought with giving extra time to Carlos Martinez, Lance Lynn, and Michael Wacha, that would help refresh them, but they've all looked pretty bad in their last couple starts. And Jaime Garcia, who was on fire until his last start. I mean, if they don't get this pitching back to where it was, we're going to see a lot of ugly games that we've seen in the last week and a half. Too many more games like that means we're going to end up fighting for the wild card and losing this 6.5 game lead that we have. One game playoff is hard enough as it is. Five game series is tough. It would be much better to start with that five game series than the one game and pray that we make it past the Cubs, who are going to end up making it, would be my guess. If we don't address this for future seasons too, I mean, the Cubs are going to pass us. Yeah, I mean, they've shown that they've got a good young team, and they're going to go on and spend money on pitching, and that's only going to make them favorites in the division. And if the Cardinals can't figure out their hitting, everything they've put together with the pitching and all the guys they've promoted in the last year aren't going to really provide anything for the long term. We're going to be back to where we were with a barren farm system and struggling to make it into the postseason. I mean, I remember 2006 where we lost like 14 of our last 15 games, and the only reason we made it in was the Astros lost it on the last day of the season. And I don't like seeing that. I like seeing this team take charge and head into the postseason on a good note. All right, so that's it for this time. Like I said, I'll try to be back with some pitching notes, and we'll have our regular podcast back on Thursday. It's another good episode. Hopefully we don't offend too many people. So in the words of Toner, keep doing what you do.